there is an absolutely fascinating shaila, which Moshe discussed, which I don't think we discussed previously, in Yeridei Chelek Gimel Simen Sadi Zayin, 1969. The question was, a baby boy was born, they performed the Bris Milah without the father's knowledge, they gave the baby a name without the father's knowledge. Now the question is the baby stuck with that name or not? Pretty fascinating question. So, how do you pass that shaila? So Moshe begins by declaring this as an Avel HaGadol. This is an incredible, Avel is like an evil thing to do. That the father wasn't even told that he had a son. The wife's father, the grandfather of the baby, arranged for the bris without the father's knowledge. So Moshe says it's an itzer gadol because the father is the one who has the chiyuv to do the milah, and only if the father is unable or unwilling to do the milah, and then the mitzvah is incumbent on anybody else to do it. But to not even inform the father that his baby boy was born and to give an opportunity to the mitzvah milah, which he otherwise would have a mitzvah to do, that's his emotion in Isser Gadol. You're stealing the mitzvah from him, terrible thing. But lemaisa, it's been done. So now what? So Moshe says, bottom line is, baby has a bris already. There's no need to do a hatafas dam bris to take some blood a second time. And since there's no need to do so because the bris was already performed properly, Mamela's usher to do a tafas dam bris again, because taking blood unnecessarily is an isser chavala, an isser daraisa of inflicting a wound on an individual. And therefore, it says that Moshe, you have no right to do a second hatafas dam bris. Bris is done, that's done. But what about the name, though? The name was given at the time of the bris. So Moshe says the following. He says, if when they declared his name, they called the baby so-and-so Ben so-and-so, and they used the father's name in that slot of Yaakov Ben Yosef. Father was Yosef, they called him Yaakov Ben Yosef. So Moshe says, it's not shaykh to say that the name is invalid, because they gave him a proper name, and the mother of the child also has halachic right to name her child. Says the father has the right to give him a different name. What's the Moshe's raya? Chumash. Right, very good. By Rachel. Rachel called her son Binyamin Ben Oni. Father called him Binyamin. So you see that you have a right. Mother gives one name, father gives another name. We find such a Moshe by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, the Medrash says, had numerous names. Medrash says that his father called him Chaver. His mother called him Yikusil. Others called him other names. So Moshe says, no dinim in this regard. Bottom line is, you see clearly from Chumash, from Midrashim, mother has the right to give a name, father has the right to give even a different name.
So what name do they use when they call up to the
daughter? Hold on. 1 second. And therefore Moshe says that the name is valid. He says, even after all, Moshe Benu is Iker named Moshe. Who gave him that name? Bishya Bas Paro, Paro's daughter. So the father gave him one name, mother gave him another name. The name that was used ultimately was the name that Paro gave him. So I assume that whatever name is the one that is used most will be the one that he's called by, presumably. The Moshe doesn't address that explicitly, so I can't say the fairs, but the Moshe says that Apidin, both parents have the right to give a name.
Hold on.
I assume whatever name he goes by, whatever name he chooses to go by, with the name that they call him by, presumably. However, says if Moshe, what happens, if Moshe says, Sivala, however, I think the following. Says, what happens if when they called him the name of the bris, obviously these in-laws didn't like their son-in-law too much, and that goes without saying, right? So what happens if their dislike for their son-in-law was to such an extent that when they gave maybe a name, they left out all mention of the father? And instead, they named him, Yosef Ben David, as if the father doesn't exist. They gave him a name that completely made no mention whatsoever of the father's name. Since this emotion, this is making up a name out of thin air. Now, if this guy's real name is Ben Yaakov, this kid's real name is Ben Yaakov, and they hate the father so much they called him Yosef Ben David, as if to say that the father doesn't even exist, well, that's not this kid. This kid is not Ben David, he's Ben Yaakov. So then this is a totally sheker fabrication they've made up here for the kid's name. If so, says Rav Moshe, they're not giving this baby a name. They made up some other name for some other kid, not this kid. And therefore, then, in that case, says Rav Moshe, it's as if they didn't give him a name at all at the time of the bris. And then the name that the father chooses to give him would be the Iker Hashem. But says Rav Moshe, they did, in fact, name him so to, Yosef Ben Yaakov, mentioning his father's name in the proper slot, then that name would still be effective. But the father has to give him a second name. So he has two different names. Father calls him one name. Mother calls him another name. One name when he go by in Kriyas HaTorah, in Eget, in Ksuba. That's a good shaila. Rav Moshe can address it outright. That's a good question. Presumably, whatever name sticks would be the name that you would use. I mean, the truth is, when it comes to a get,
you have to write all names.
Right, you write all names. If it's called by some people this, some people that, you write, Baruch HaMechuna Barry. Baruch was called Barry. So you write it all names. So it could be, in that case as well, you do both names. When it comes to a Ksuba, our minhag is not to do both names. When it comes to Aliyah Torah, we don't give them all nicknames either. We just call them up by the proper name. What name would that be? I guess that whatever name he chooses to go by would be the good name to you. But Moshe does not address that issue particular outright. But that is his general approach to this, a very fascinating, I guess, unfortunate shaila of the grandfather and wife eliminating the father's involvement from the bris and the naming of the son. But very, very fascinating question nonetheless.